From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN Security Council set to vote on Jerusalem status. The UN Security Council is set to vote today on a draft resolution to affirm that any change to the status quo of Jerusalem has no legal effect. It does not mention President Donald Trump's December 6th decision to recognize the city as Israel's capital. In the Arab and Muslim world, protests over the U.S. decision, including in two Turkish cities of Ankara and Diyarbakir, there were also protests in Karachi and Lahore in Pakistan. The leader of Jamaat al-Islami, Siraj al-Haq, called for a cut in diplomatic and economic ties with the U.S. until the decision is reversed. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishbach said the U.S. decision reversed decades of international understanding.
There's been a consensus that until the Arab-Israeli conflict is resolved finally and peacefully, that no country wants to prejudice the outcome of what's going to happen to Jerusalem, because the original UN decision was that it would be held in an international zone. And President Trump's decision really overturned decades of not only U.S., but global consensus. And there's been a fairly unanimous global consensus against it, and that's what's being reflected in the Security Council vote.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has vowed his government will open an embassy in East Jerusalem to recognize it as the capital of Palestine. Delegates of South Africa's ANC party are voting to elect a new leader to succeed President Jacob Zuma, whose administration has been plagued by allegations of corruption and mismanagement. A result is expected sometime later on today. This is VOA News. In Honduras, President Juan Orlando Hernandez has been certified winner of the controversial November 26 election with a narrow 1.5 percentage point victory over challenger Salvador Nasralla, who has charged fraud. The vote count delay sparked sometimes violent protests. Mark Jones is a Rice University Latin American analyst.
This isn't the end of the line in the sense that protests will continue. But the reality is Juan Orlando Hernandez has been reelected as president of Honduras, and nothing is going to change that.
The European Union's election observers said the vote recount was conducted with no irregularities, while the Organization of American States called for a new election. In Chile, conservative Sebastián Piñera won the presidency Sunday with a nearly 10-point lead over his center-left opponent Alejandro Guillier. Piñera's supporter Pablo Seguel said the people realized they must turn out to vote. The outcome was seen by some as a referendum on the tenure of outgoing President Michelle Bachelet. President Donald Trump on Monday is expected to deliver a speech on national security. Reuters quotes two senior U.S. officials as saying that Mr. Trump will make clear that China is a competitor, especially in the area of trade. Steve Mnuchin is the U.S. Treasury Secretary, appearing on Fox News Sunday, would not confirm any details of the speech, but...
We are in economic competition with China. As the president has said, we don't have fair trade. We have a big trade deficit. He's made that very, very, very careful discussions with President Xi. We want to have a more balanced and fair trade relationship with China.
Mnuchin suggested tariffs may be one recourse to protect American workers. Australian police on Sunday arrested a man accused of working on the black market on behalf of North Korea to sell missile components and coal. The suspect has been identified as Korean-born Chan Han Choi, who has reportedly lived in Australia for 30 years. He allegedly tried to broker the sale of missile components and coal to third parties in Indonesia and Vietnam. President of France, Emmanuel Macron, predicted on Sunday the military campaign against Islamic State in Syria should be completed by February after victory was proclaimed over the IS group in Iraq. In a French television interview, Mr. Macron said he would offer initiatives for peace talks involving all parties to the nearly seven-year conflict, including President Bashar al-Assad. Lebanese authorities have arrested a suspect in the murder of a British female employee of the British embassy in Beirut. Her body was found Saturday near a highway outside of Beirut. She's identified as Rebecca Dykes. A senior security official is quoted as saying the killing was criminal and not politically motivated. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.